Wessler, he's getting a little bit of a workout this game too, isn't he?
Just a little bit,
yeah. High, the pitch to Jalen Arsenault, and now he gives the Martins their second base runner here. A walk. And Dale Schrader to make a trip to the mound here in the sixth inning. Team trailing 7-2. Remember, too, that we support our sponsors, and we thank them for being part of this year's regional tournament, the Virgil's Big Arena, Grand Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Bonanza Valley Lumber, Bruton, Central Minnesota Insurance, right here in Painesville, Greenwald Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Fire, Gas, and Grocery of El Rosa, Central Minnesota Realty, Trappers Pub and Grub over in Farming, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed helping us out with Region Baseball, along with Grove Mutual Insurance, Pepsi Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Painesville, Chevrolet Buick, the State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, Queen Bee's Bar, Grill, and Event Center in Painesville, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cupser Excavating in Albany, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Jerry's Firehouse Grill over in Richmond, bringing us baseball, along with Scooters Trucking, Brinky Liquor in Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Berkey's Bar in Richmond, helping us out with Region Baseball today, along with Gucci's Bad Company Bar, St. Martin, BNS Excavating, Central Minnesota Credit Union, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Centricare Health Painesville, CHS of El Rosa, Whirlwind Steel Components, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, all responsible for us bringing you Region Baseball here on KASM Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Don, we got a pitching change for the Farming Flames here in the sixth.
Yes, we do. Jordan Ruse, the draftee from the Roscoe Rangers, will come on here in the sixth. I believe Taylor Foray, yes, he is going back to shortstop Mitchell Teal, and will move back to the left field.
And Dylan Ponick comes out of the game.
Yeah, Dylan Ponick will be out. Jordan Ruse will take over that spot.
So Ruse in for Farming Flames, and Matthew Schlungen comes to the plate. Matthew, 1-for-2 today, a walk and a run scored. That's with runners at first and third. 7-2 St. Martin here in the sixth. Bruce's pitch, and there's a strike in 0-1. Balls, one strike. Arsenault takes a lead over at first. And Schlungen takes strike two, call in 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes. Matthew Schlungen ready in the box. Ruse throws to first, and Arsenault back safe. Again, Ruse sets on the mound. Arsenault goes. The pitch is low. Wessler's going to throw it through, and it goes into center field. As Klein jumped for it, couldn't make the catch. Jalen Arsenault goes into third base. Austin Arsenault scores. It's now 8-2, St. Martin.
For some reason, I don't think they were on the same page in that one, Randy. Kind of thought that they were going to throw back to Jordan Ruse on that.
Yeah.
Keep the runner on first, or second, I should say.
So an error on the throw. And Schlungen out on strikes here in the sixth inning. For St. Martin, they score three runs on two hits. There was two errors and one left on base. After six innings, it's St. Martin 8 and a Farming 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein, Don Heining with you. We are making our way to the top of the seventh inning. 8-2. St. Martin leading Farming. It'll be Aaron Eink, Brad Mergen, and Craig Klein batting for Farming here in the half of the seventh. It's like a little shower off to the west right now. Whether it's going to make its way to Painesville yet remains to be seen. Aaron Ike, 1-for-3 off of Jalen Arsenault today in the first pitch outside of ball, 1-0. This one's been a long ball game. Lots of pitches. Ike will foul it to the net, and the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jalen Arsenault's pitch and a swing and a miss by Ike. Strike two. 1-2 the count.
It turned out to be a beautiful afternoon after that rain shower.
Yes, it did. Actually got a little warm. Ike drives this to right center field. Boy, on his horse is Arsenault. Makes the catch as he and Schlungen collide out there in right center field. Wow. Austin Arsenault colliding a little bit with Matthew Schlungen out there in right center field. I mean, those two were full bore. Yeah. They were going extremely fast. And I think Austin's feet maybe touched Matthew at the very end, and he got a little bit tripped up, but he hung on to the baseball. Let's get her right here. That'll bring Brad Mergen to the plate. And Brad Mergen takes high for a ball, 1-0. Farming jumped out to a 2-0 lead and held that lead to the bottom of the fourth inning when the Martins scored 5 on a grand slam home run by Kyle Leeser being the big blow. They added 3 more in the bottom of the sixth inning and now lead 8-2 as Mergen lines a single over Kyle Leeser's head into left center field. A one-out single by Brad Mergen. Brad 2-for-3 today. Bring Craig Klein to the plate.
That's a nice piece of hitting by Brad Mergen. He's taking that outside pitch and dumping it over to shortstop's head.
Craig Klein 1-for-3 today. And you can just see that big black cloud out to the west of us dumping some rain on somebody.
It's like a slide south, doesn't it?
It does. Pitch a ball outside to Craig Klein, 1-0. Klein drives this to center field. Arsenault coming hard. Taylor Holthaus coming hard. And a basket catch by Taylor on the left center field. 2 outs.
Nice catch by Taylor. A basket catch like that. It's running at that kind of speed, you got to have that time pretty well, don't you?
You do. You really do. Bring Chris Wessler to the plate. Chris 1-for-3. And Wessler swings and misses at the off speed from Jalen Arsenault. And 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Base runner, Brad Mergen over at first yet. Fouled to the screen and 0-2 now to Chris Wessler. Aaron Nett on deck for Farming. 1 ball, 1 strike. Wessler pops this one up over in foul territory by the St. Martin dugout. Brian Schlungen hustles after that.
Wow.
Makes a nice running catch towards the backstop. And down are the Flames in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors. 1 left on. 6.5 innings. St. Martin 8. Farming 2. More baseball to come in 1 minute here on KASM Albany. All righty. Bottom of the seventh. He's Don. I'm Randy. We're back at Painesville Baseball Park. And Kyle Leeser leads it off here in the seventh for the Martins. 8-2, St. Martin leading in this seeding game. Kyle Leeser takes the first pitch from Jordan Roos. Ball 1-0. Leeser slaps a single into left field. Leadoff single for Kyle. This ball game, Kyle now 2-4-4. Kyle with 4 RBIs on that Grand Slam home run.
Man, he's got quick bat, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Quick bat, Kyle, and this guy here is dangerous. I could play it.
As swinging and missing is Taylor Holthaus, strike one. I got a text message from Hannah Leeser listening to the games in Belgrade, and she said, this is headed in your direction, a double rainbow. Double rainbow in Belgrade. So they must be getting some rain over there, or had some rain. We can see that cloudburst off to the west of us, and like Don was saying, it probably will go south of us. Followed to the screen by Taylor Holthouse and 0-2 to Taylor. Balls, two strikes.
I think we have a different catcher in this game, too, here right now.
0-2. Leeser takes his lead at first. Ruse pitch, high for ball, 1-2. 8-2 our score here in the bottom of the seventh.
Zach Goltis is catching right now.
Followed back by Holthouse to the screen again.
Yes, it is.
Zach Goltis. One ball, two strikes to Holthouse. So Zach Goltis in for Chris Wessler. And the Roos pitch, strike three called. Holthouse gets kind of looking. Nice pitch there by Jordan Ruse. One out.
See that too often either that Taylor gets rung up on
no
pitches.
No, that pitch was a beauty by Ruse and one out. Bring Brian Schlungen to the plate. Brian so far today, 1-for-2, a walk, a hit by pitch, scored a run, been beaten up behind home plate. And he bloops this out to right field. I think that's going to fall in front of our new right fielder, Cody Perret. Cody's out in right field.
Okay.
So a few defensive changes for the Flames. We're learning here. And Jordan Masha to the plate. Kyle Leeser ends up on second, so first and second for the Martins. Here's Jordan Masho. He's 3-for-4 this afternoon. Al Colt is out to have a word with Ruse on the mound. Back to home plate.
Jordan's pitching college in Valley City, I believe it is, North Dakota.
0 on the count to Jordan Marshall. Ruse ready on the mound. His pitch. Catches the inside corner in 0-2.
We got Jordan Ruse drafted by Farming and his teammate Brent Heinen over with St. Martin drafted.
Well, it's two strikes. Marshall drives this one foul over by the Farming dugout. The count at 0-2 yet. Well, it's two strikes. These are leads from second. Brian Schlungen over at first. Net playing in front of Schlungen. Here's a chopper that Jordan Marshall hits a couple times while he's standing in the batter's box. Count stays 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Jordan Ruse ready again. Pitch and drill to left field by Masho. Coming in and fielding that. I believe that's probably a new left fielder, too, for Farming. I believe Mitchell Keelan's come out of the game. And so the Martins have three hits in the inning, or just one out, and coming to the plate, Scotty Schlungen. The base is loaded. Scott Schlungen so far today, 1-for-4. With a run scored, takes a strike call from Ruse, 0-1. Ruse will go back to the windup here. The 0-1 pitch. inside, just about takes Scott's knees out, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bruce delivers the curveball outside, and 2-1. Bottom of the seventh inning, 8-2 our score. Bruce kicks, delivers, and Schlungen will foul it to the backstop. Count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Our count here, runners at all three bases as Jordan Roos kicks and delivers. Schlungen will protect the plate, fouling it to the netting, and the count stays 2-2. Winner of this ball game gets El Rosa tomorrow in another seeding game, and then Regal will await the winner of that 11 o'clock ball game tomorrow. Two more games on the schedule. Schlungen a ground ball to Hank at third. He steps on the bag, throws to first. That's a 5-on-assisted 5-3 double play, and that'll end the Martin threat here in the seventh. No runs, three hits, no errors, two left on. We played seven, St. Martin eight, and farming two. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM Albany. Trying to get our lineups in order here. Don, we've got a little bit of a change for St. Martin.
Yeah, I believe Brian Schlungen, yes, he is. He went to second base, and I think the designated hitter, Josh Stangler, will probably be coming in to catch here.
Yep, he was DHing for the second baseman.
Correct, for Michael Schlungen.
For Michael Schlungen. So Josh, St. Martin now losing the DH with this move. Still waiting for Josh to come out of the dugout here for the Martins. Otherwise, I think everything else is the same. Aaron Nett, Taylor Foray, the scheduled hitters for farming here in the eighth inning, along with Max Carlson. And Nett steps to the plate. Nett so far today for farming is 0 for 2 with a walk. It's like St. Augusta and Raymond are, no, actually make it, excuse me here. Luxembourg and Raymond tied 6-6 going into the 10th inning over an 11th seed. So 6-6, Luxembourg and Raymond. State qualifier there. Aaron Nett at the plate, follows the first pitch off, and then takes the ball high, 1-1 the count to Nett. Jalen Arsenault has gone the distance so far for the Martins. Delivers a strike in 1-2.
Pitching well, isn't he, Jalen?
Yeah, he is.
First inning, he got himself a little bit of hot water there with the two-run homer by Brad Mergen.
And that one's hit. Tanks this one to right center field. Austin Arsenault, wow, running like a deer, catches up to it out near the warning track in right center field to make the catch for the out.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of the good fly balls that are deep that have been flagged down in this ballpark already. Taylor Holtz, a couple of nice plays out there. The center fielder here, a nice play. They had a lot of nice plays already out.
Yep. If a genie came along and said, Randy, I'll grant you three wishes, that would be one of them, to run like a deer.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'd like to catch up to a baseball again. Oh, yeah. The first pitch, too, for a ball. There's a foul out of play in the count 1-1. Still deciding on my other two wishes. 2-2 the count. Or, excuse me, 1-1 the count. One out. Foray takes high for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and Taylor pops this one up. Shallow left center field, Taylor Holthaus coming in. Taylor will make the catch for out number two. Count in Chitter, Kyle Leeser coming to the plate, going to bat for Max Carlson. Kyle gets a pinch hit here. And Arsenault's pitch, and Kyle will follow back and out of play. 1-1 the count to Kyle. The ball's one strike.
See what this could happen. Kyle Leeser, like Tom Elliott said to Kyle Leeser.
That could happen.
That could happen.
0-2, Kyle is got a strike called on him by the home plate umpire. The ball's two strikes just inside. And the count, 1-1, two strikes to Kyle Leeser. 1-2 the count. Top of the eighth inning, 8-2, St. Martin leading Farming. And Leeser will follow this one back and out of play. Count to Leeser, 1-2. Eight runs, 12 hits, no errors for St. Martin. Two runs, eight hits, two errors for Farming. Arsenault's breaking ball. Leeser will follow that one back again. The count stays 1-2 to Kyle Leeser. The battle goes on. Got a pinch hitter for Farming on deck two. The 1-2. Leeser, ground ball to Brian Schlungen at second. Brian will pick it up, throw it to first. And that'll do it for Farming here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 7.5. It's St. Martin 8, Farming 2. More baseball to come in 1 minute on KASN. All right, we're back, bottom of the eighth inning. Buddy Ossendorf's headed home. Yep, he's headed home. That's all right. See ya, buddy. Yeah, buddy Ossendorf, of course, hanging out here the last 2 weekends. A good guy. He could throw, couldn't he, Don?
Yes, he could. He's a good ball player for New Munich Silver Streaks. I don't know if they were called the Silver Streaks at that time, but
he got drafted a lot.
Good pitcher.
Here's Josh Stengler at the plate, the first pitch of ball, and Stengler skies one to left field out there making the catch for the Flames. In the left field.
I don't know. There's some big flies out of a sudden developed around
here.
Yeah.
They've been around all day, Don.
I think they've been eating some of that good food. They're getting bigger.
The one out at the plate, Austin Arsenault. On deck, Jalen Arsenault, a swing and a miss by Austin. Strike one, 1-1 the count to Austin. It's a missing inside and the count 2-1. Got a new second baseman for Farming 2, Taylor Schrader. And at second, the 2-1 pitch on the way, and Arsenault pops this up over on the right side here, and then at first and makes the catch for the out. Two outs for the Martins, and Chaz Hennon up at the plate. Chaz batting for Jalen Arsenault. And Jordan Roos delivers the curveball at this is outside, and the count 1-0. 1-1, no strikes. There's a curveball that breaks across the plate, and called a strike 1-1. 1-1, one strike, two outs, no one on for the Martins. And it'll pop this one up foul. And over by the dugout, it's going to go out of play on the first base side. I count 1-2 to Chaz Hennon. Ball and two strikes. Tell you, the volunteers here at Painesville were awesome this year. And you look at the crews they got, they continue to keep this park clean and neat, cleaning up continuously.
Yes, they are. Beautiful park, I'll tell you that, Randy.
Chips to Hannon, ground ball to third. Tough play there for Aaron Ike. He'll field it in front of him to throw to first. Not in time.
Wow.
Called him out. Called him out? Okay. No. What is going to be the call here?
Help.
And so now the first base umpire, Chaz Hennon, is over by the first base dugout. Yeah, he's going to call him safe. Error on Ike over at the third. And here comes Matthew Schlungen to the plate. With Hannon at first and two outs. Strike called to Matthew, 0-1. Ball is one strike. Matthew so far today, 1-for-3. Pitch low and away. Coltis able to glove it. And a ball and a strike to Matthew Schlungen. Jordan Roos on the mound here for Farming. The draftee from Roscoe. His pitch is high for ball and 2-1.
Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning for Jordan.
And in his lead. Curveball is swing and a miss by Schlungen. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bruce ready again. And his pitch on the way. Schlungen will foul it off at the plate. Count stays 2-2. Jordan's got a pretty good curveball here.
Been using it here the last couple pitches against Schlungen.
So two balls, two strikes. There is. Strike three called, and Schlungen caught looking. That'll do it. For the Martins in the eighth, no runs, no hits. There was an error and one left on base. We played eight. St. Martin 8, Farming 2. We're back with the ninth in a minute here on KAFM Albany. All right, here we go. Top of the ninth inning. Schrader will lead it off for Farming. And Taylor Schrader singles out to right field. He had the walk-off single for Farming in their game against New London Spicer, and gets just about an identical hit here in the ninth inning.
He's in a bid to get a starting spot, isn't he, this Tyler Schrader? Two times at bat, two hits.
If Mitchell Thielen batting. Mitchell did stay in left field. And the pitch to Thielen outside of ball, 1-0. Aaron Ike on deck. Ninth inning, 8-2, St. Martin with the lead. Second pitch from Jalen Arsenal, high for ball, 2-0. Jalen looking for the complete game here today. Outside of ball and 3-0. Three oh the count, 2. Mitchell Thielen. Schrader is lead at first. Pitch bounces in the dirt. And ball four. So, base hit and a walk. Josh Stengler out to have a word with Jalen Arsenal. And Aaron Ike.
Going to get a pinch runner here, I believe, for Mitchell Thielen. Looks like Josh Lynn.
Josh Lynn out to run for Thielen. And there comes Aaron Ike to the plate. Aaron 1-for-4. Our ball game today. 8-2 again. St. Martin leading Farming. Pitch is inside a ball. 1-0. Ball and no strikes. There's a breaking ball. Ruled a strike and 1-1.
Jalen looking for that ground ball here. He'll get a couple outs. Ball and a strike. Strike two called. It's a little bit high to Aaron Ike. And one and two. One ball, two strikes. And a swing and a miss, Ike. Out on strikes. One out. And it'll bring Brad Mergen to the plate. Mergen in the box right now. Had a big two-run homer in the first inning. Also with a single today. The pitch low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Brad Mergen. And Brad will follow it to the backstop. Count 1-1. I'll tell you what, Jalen's been doing a superb job here. He hasn't given up a run to farming since the first inning. Here we are in the top of the ninth. Mergen chops this one foul down the first baseline. And the count... ball and two strikes. Yeah, after getting over those early first inning jitters, Don, he has really settled in. Yes, he has. Farming has left the bases lowered a couple times, but he's been managed to get out of those innings. Has struck out seven so far. Two balls, two strikes to Mergen. Runners lead from first and second, and Mergen drives this to center field, Austin Arsenault. Lots of room out there, makes the catch for the second out here in the ninth. So, two outs, and Cody Ferrade to the plate. Cody in as a defensive replacement for Craig Klein, and Cody pops this one back out of play, the count 0-1. Cody played the first game today as Aaron Ike was out with that eye injury because of the bee sting and played very well over at third for farming. Kind of a utility guy. You can put Cody wherever you want to. And Cody fouls another one back and out of play. Count 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Runners take their leads at first and second for farming. Jalen's pitch. Ground ball past the third baseman. Scotty slung it in the left field. That will score the base runner, Schrader, and it's now 8-3. I think Scott thought that one was going to come up on him a little bit. He kept his glove down, and it didn't do anything once it got to him and right underneath him. Like they're going to give Ferrade a hit on the play. And at the plate, Coltis. Coltis will take a strike and 0-1 to Zach. Jalen's thrown quite a few pitches in this game already. A little bit low to Coltis and one ball, one strike. More baseball tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, right here on KASM. Al Rosa and the winner of this ball game. Coltis bloops this to third. Scott Schlungen has it for the out, and that'll do it. As St. Martin will be farming tonight here, 8-3 for the Flames in the ninth inning. One run on two hits. There was no errors and two men left on base. Your final score again. Here this evening, 8-3, St. Martin over farming.